The footy stadium, because, you know, everyone else got an NRL game, you know, Bundaberg, Sunshine Coast, need I say any more, Mackay, Rockham, who's the one that missed out this time? Is that because of our lack of stadium facilities, or what's the story?
It's a combination of things. The Bundaberg and Sunshine Coast, I think they're affiliated or have representation from some of the other NRL teams.
Yep.
And we didn't get told, I was talking to Rob Crowe, keep getting those two mixed up, and he was sort of saying he didn't even know there was going to be a regional game, and Mackay picked that up.
Yep.
They do have a stadium, you know, a much bigger.
Oh, they've got a beautiful stadium.
Yeah, so, look, I think I was very disappointed that we didn't even get the option, but since we did such a great job at hosting a few games there, so I'm guessing it probably does come back to the fact that we just don't have grounds big enough. And we're going to get that delivered, I can tell you, mate. It's going to happen, and looking forward to seeing Brown Park work commencing on that project after footy season next year. So
what's the timeline for it now? Because have you made a couple of appointments, builders and things like that?
Yeah,
architects.
So, they've appointed a project officer, basically.
Yep.
That will drive the design consultation, the tender documents, I suppose, and managing that whole project. So it's definitely sort of coming together, and there will be some community consultation done as well. I know that they dropped a whole lot of flyers out last week to about 250 people that are in that close proximity to Brown Park, just to make sure that they're involved in the process, and making sure that we take in any concerns and get the best value for dollars that we can. And there'll be other key stakeholders as well involved in that project, and make sure we get it right, which would be just wonderful. So we're just going to do the Murray Street side.
Yep.
So basically,
stage one. But you might as well call it stage one, 4,000 seats. When do you reckon that will be completed by?
They should be ready for footy season 2024. So it's about a 12 to 18 month project, I suppose, around about. To get that one delivered, that would be really good to see.
And are we going to get a car parking facility? Because I know a lot of people complain about lack of car parking.
Yeah, look, I think there's some really good opportunities. One of the things that I've always said is wanting to make sure that we share the benefits of Brown Park.
Mm.
So you might find that different pubs and clubs might run bus services from their premises through to Brown Park, and there will be definitely spaces there for bus parking and pickups. So we'll have that. I'd also like to see our schools benefiting too, because what we could do is incorporate what we've talked about is incorporating the cost of parking into the ticket. So you might park, for example, at Elmstown Shopping Centre and get a bus from there, running buses from there, or it might be Rocky High, it might be down at the Hall School. You know, there'll be a variety of things, or even over there on the showgrounds. And that way then we can actually share that. So it might be Lions or Rotary or whatever that manage the car parking one event at the showgrounds, for example. They don't even have to take money, they just need to manage the parking, and then they get a lump sum payment in exchange for that work. So that's the thoughts that I've had all the way along, is about trying to make sure that everyone gets the benefit of it.
Okay, so we're still in the planning stage for car parks. Otherwise, get some comfortable shoes and get ready for a big walk, eh?
I don't think it'll be that bad, but yeah, no, look, it'll all be good, hey? And look, we've had big events there now. Previously, where we've had hundreds and hundreds, thousands of people there, and it's been managed okay.
Yep, absolutely. Mm. I,